Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast from Israel. I am Sophia, and I will be your reader today. Today is Thursday, the 22nd of October, which is the 4th of Cheshvan on the Hebrew calendar. This week's parasha is called Noach, which obviously means Noah. And today's aliyah from the Torah is Genesis 9, verse 8 through 17. Before we start reading, we're going to bless the Lord and thank Him for His word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples, through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. Then God said to Noach and to his sons with him, saying, Now I, behold, am about to establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you, and with every living creature that is with you, including the flying creatures, the livestock, and every wild animal with you, of all that is coming out of the ark, every animal of the earth. I will confirm my covenant with you. Never again will all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood, and never again will there be a flood to ruin the land. Then God said, This is the sign of the covenant that I am making between me and you, and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. My rainbow do I place in the cloud, and it will be a sign of the covenant between me and the land. Whenever I bring clouds over the land and the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. Never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the rainbow is in the cloud, I will look at it to remember the perpetual covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the land. Then God said to Noah, This is the sign of the covenant that I have confirmed between me and all flesh that is on the land. That was Genesis 9, 8 through 17. Our portion from the prophets is Joshua chapter 15. Now the allotment for the tribe of the children of Yehuda, according to their families, was as far as the border of Edom, southward to the wilderness of Zin, at the extreme south. Their southern border was from the lower end of the Salt Sea, from the bay projecting southward. Then it proceeded south of the ascent of Akrabim and passed on to Zin, and then went up by the south of Kadesh Barnea and passed on to Hezron, and went up to Adar, and turned toward Karka. It passed along to Azmon, and went on to the Wadi of Egypt, where the border ended at the sea. This will be your southern border. The eastern border is the Salt Sea to the end of the Jordan. The border on the northern side was from the Bay of the Sea at the end of the Jordan. It then went up to Beit Hogla, and passed north of Beit Arava, and went up to the stone of Bohan, son of Reuven. The border then went up from Dvir, from the valley of Achor, and turned to northward toward Gilgal, facing the ascent of Adumim, which is south of the Wadi. Next the border passed along to the waters of En Shemesh, and ended at En Rogel. Then the border went up the valley of Ben Hinnom to the southern flank of the Jebusites, that is, Jerusalem, and went up to the top of the mountain that flanks the Hinnom Valley to the west, which is at the northern end of the Rephaim Valley. From the top of the mountain, the border curved to the spring of the waters of Nephtoah, and went out to the towns of Mount Ephron, then curved to Baalah, that is, Kiryat Yearim. From Baalah, the border turned westward to Mount Seir, passed along to the northern slope of Mount Yearim, that is, Chesalon, and went down to Beit Shemesh, then past Timnah. Next the border went out to the slope, north of Ekron, then went out to Shikeron, passed along to Mount Baalah, went on to Yavneel, and the border ended at the sea. The western border was the Great Sea and its coastline. These were the borders around the children of Yehuda, according to their clans. Now to Caleb, son of Jephunneh, he gave a portion among the children of Yehuda, at the command of the Lord to Yehoshua, Kiryat Arba, which is Hebron. Arba was the father of Anak. So Kalev drove out from there the three sons of Anak, Sheshai, Achiman, and Talmai, children of Anak. Then he went up from there against the inhabitants of Dvir. Now the name of Dvir formerly was Kiryat Sefer. Kalev said, I will give my daughter Achsha as a wife to the one who attacks Kiryat Sefer and captures it. So Otniel, son of Kenaz, Kalev's kinsman, captured it, so he gave him his daughter Achsha as a wife. Now it came about when she came to him that she persuaded Otniel to ask her father for a field. When she got off her donkey, Kalev asked her, What do you need? Give me a blessing, she said, for you have given me land in the Negev. You should also give me springs of water. So he gave her the upper springs and the lower springs. This is the portion of the tribe of the children of Yehuda by their clans. The towns at the end of the tribe of the children of Yehuda toward the border of Edom in the south were Kavzeel, Eder, Yagur, Kina, Dimona, Adada, Kedesh, Chazor, Itnan, Zif, Telem, Bealot, Chazor Hadata, Kariot Chezron, that is Chazor, Amam, Shema, Molada, Chazar Gada, Cheshmon, Bet Pelet, Chazar Shual, Bersheva, Biziotia, Baala, Lim, Ezem, El Tolad, Chesil, Horma, Ziklag, Madmana, Sansana, Lebaot, Shilchim, Ain, and Rimon, a total of 29 towns with their villages. In the lowland, Eshtaol, Zora, Ashna, Zanoach, Enganim, Tapuach, Enam, Yarmut, Adulam, Soko, Azeka, Shaaraim, Aditaim, Gedera, and Gederotaim, 14 towns with their villages. Zenan, Hadasha, Migdalgad, Dilan, Mitzpe, Yokteel, Lachish, Boskat, Eglon, Kabon, Lachmas, Chitlish, Gederot, Bet Dagon, Naama, and Makeda, 16 towns with their villages. Livna, Eter, Ashan, Ifta, Ashna, Nesib, Keila, Achziv, and Maresha, 9 towns with their villages. Ekron with its towns and villages. From Ekron to the sea, all that were under Ashdod's hand, with their villages. Ashdod, its dependencies and its villages. Gaza, its dependencies and its villages, all the way to the Wadi of Egypt and the coastline of the Great Sea. In the hill country, Shamir, Yatir, Soko, Dana, Kiryat Sana, that is Dvir, Anav, Eshtemo, Anim, Goshen, Holon, and Gilo, 11 towns with their villages. Arav, Roma, Eshan, Yanum, Bet Tapuach, Afika, Humta, Kiryat Arba, that is Hebron, and Tzior, 9 towns with their villages. Maon, Carmel, Zif, Yuta, Yezreel, Yokdeam, Zanoa, Cain, Gibeah, and Timna, 10 towns with their villages. Chalchul, Beit Sur, Gedor, Ma'arat, Beit Anot, and Eltekon, 6 towns with their villages. Kiryat Baal, that is Kiryat Yarim, and Rabah, 2 towns with their villages. In the wilderness, Beit Arava, Midin, Sekaka, Nivshan, the city of Salt and En-Gedi, 6 towns with their villages. As for the Jebusites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the children of Yehuda could not drive them out. So the Jebusites continue to live among the children of Yehuda in Jerusalem to this day. That was Joshua chapter 15. Our next portion is from the writings, and it is Psalms 15 and 16. A Psalm of David. Lord, who may dwell in your tent, who may live on your holy mountain, the one who walks with integrity, who does what is right, and speaks truth in his heart, who does not slander with his tongue, does not wrong his neighbor, and does not disgrace his friend, who despises a vile person in his eyes, but honors those who fear the Lord, who keeps his oath even when it hurts, and does not change, who lends his money without usury, and takes no bribe against the innocent. One who does these things will never be shaken. A michtam of David. Keep me safe, O God, for in you I have found shelter. I said to the Lord, You are my Lord. I have no good apart from you. As for the Kedoshim who are in the land, they are noble. In them is all my delight. As for those who run after another god, may their sorrows multiply. I will not pour out their drink offerings of blood, nor lift up their names with my lips. The Lord is my portion and my cup. You cast my lot. My boundary lines fall in pleasant places. Surely my heritage is beautiful. I will bless the Lord who counsels me. Even at night my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me. Since he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. So my heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body also rests secure. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, nor let your faithful one see the pit. You make known to me the path of life. Abundance of joys are in your presence, eternal pleasures at your right hand. That was Psalm 15 and 16, which brings us to our next and last scripture for today, which is Matthew chapter 11. When Yeshua had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went on from there to teach and preach in their towns. Now when Yochanan heard in prison about the work of the Messiah, he sent word through his disciples and said to Yeshua, Are you the coming one, or do we look for another? Yeshua replied, Go report to Yochanan what you hear and see. The blind see and the lame walk. Those with tzarat are cleansed, and the deaf hear. And the dead are raised, and the poor have good news proclaimed to them. Blessed is the one who is not led to stumble because of me. Now as they were leaving, Yeshua began to talk to the crowd concerning Yochanan. What did you go out to the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? No? So what did you go out to see? A man dressed in finery? Look, those who wear finery are in the palaces of kings. Then what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you even more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before you, who will prepare your way before you. Amen, I tell you, among those born of women, none has arisen greater than Yochanan the Immerser. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of Yochanan the Immerser until now, the kingdom of heaven is treated with violence, and the violent grasp hold of it. For all the prophets in the Torah prophesied until the time of Yochanan. And if you are willing to accept it, he is Eliyahu who is to come. He who has ears, let him hear. But to what shall I compare this generation? It's like children sitting in the marketplace who call to one another, saying, We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We wailed, but you did not mourn. For Yochanan came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, Look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds. Then Yeshua began to denounce the towns where most of his miracles had happened, because they did not turn from their sins. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida, for if the miracles done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have turned long ago in sackcloth and ashes. Nevertheless, I tell you, it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. And you, Kfar Nahum, will you be lifted up to heaven? No, you will go down to Sheol, for if the miracles done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained to this day. Nevertheless, I tell you that it will be more bearable for the land of Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. At that time, Yeshua said in response, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and of earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and discerning and revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for this way was pleasing to you. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. That was Matthew chapter 11, which concludes the reading for today. If you're reading the double track of Apostles this year, you would also read 2 Peter chapter 1. Thank you for listening. I hope and pray that you have a lovely day. I'm Sophia, and this has been Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom, until next time.